Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 407, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. A staggering 78% of Americans are caught in the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. To break free from this pattern, it's essential to overhaul our money beliefs and mindsets. It's not merely about adjusting budgets or chasing higher paying jobs. It's about fundamentally transforming our perspectives on money. Disclaimer, this episode is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be personal financial advice. So, here are 11 toxic money beliefs sabotaging your success and how to overcome them. Number one, I am bad with money. I hear this constantly out of people's mouth. I'm horrible with money. I can't manage my own money. With that attitude, I'm sure you are. But being good or bad with money is a choice. And it takes practice. This belief that we're bad with money is often ingrained from childhood experiences or past financial mistakes. However, it's crucial to understand that managing money is a skill. And it's a skill that can be learned and improved over time. By shifting our mindset from "I am bad with money" to "I can improve my money management skills," we open ourselves up to the possibility of growth and financial success. And we can start that process by educating ourselves about personal finance, setting clear financial goals, and practicing good financial habits such as budgeting and saving. Choose better and get in the reps. Number two, I don't deserve to make more. Let's get something out of the way first. No one deserves money. In all honesty, no one deserves anything. Everything that we want in life, we have to fight for, period. Nonetheless, if you're someone who thinks, I don't deserve more, I don't deserve to make more money, this is a sign that you have low self-belief. And with this mindset, money will always be scarce. With this mindset, life will be incredibly limiting when it comes to pursuing opportunities for financial advancement. Now, it's important to recognize that everyone has inherent value, and everyone deserves to be fairly compensated for their contributions. Instead of focusing on what you think you deserve, concentrate on honing your skills, adding value to your work, and advocating for yourself in negotiations. By believing in our worth and actively seeking opportunities for growth and advancement, we can increase our earning potential and achieve financial success. Number three, my past gives me no chance. Yes, this might be true for some people. Their starting point will make their financial journey harder. But what will make it even harder is looking back and expecting to move forward. A study published by WealthX found that around 68% of those with a net worth of $30 million or more made it themselves. A second study published by Fidelity Investments found that 88% of all millionaires are self-made, meaning they did not inherit their wealth. That's 24.5 million millionaires who are all self-made. And 41% of those 24.5 million millionaires were born into poor households. Yet, somehow, they managed to break out of their poverty as adults. Now, of course, not all of us strive to be a millionaire. But my point is that we each can take ownership of our future. Sure, past financial struggles or setbacks, they can be discouraging, but they don't have to define our future. It's up to us to take ownership of our circumstances and recognize that we have the power to shape our financial future. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes or hardships, focus on what you can do in the present to move forward. Set achievable goals, develop a plan, and take consistent action steps towards improving your financial situation. Remember that progress may be gradual, but every small step forward counts. Number four, money is bad. Money is a tool, neither bad nor good. It's what we do that makes it what it is. We need to quit approaching money with fear and approach it with optimism. This belief that money is bad often stems from negative associations with wealth or misconceptions about the role of money in our lives. Frankly, the legacy media portrays wealth in those that are wealthy as bad. And so many of us adopt that mindset. We start to equate money as being bad. However, money itself is neutral. It's the actions and intentions behind its use that determine its impact. By reframing our mindset and viewing money as a tool for achieving our goals, supporting our values, and making a positive difference in the world, we can cultivate a healthier relationship with finances. So, embrace the idea that money can be a force for good when used wisely and responsibly. Number five, I can't keep up with a budget. Anytime we say, I can't, we've already lost. The battle, the war, it's over the moment we use this vocabulary. Sure, budgeting can feel overwhelming or restrictive for some, which is what leads them to believe that it's not something they can successfully implement. However, budgeting is a fundamental tool for managing our finances effectively and achieving our financial goals. Budgets don't have to be hard or complicated, but they need attention. So start by simplifying your budgeting process and focusing on the essentials. Track your income, expenses, and savings goals. Experiment with different budgeting methods until you find the one that works for you. Personally, my wife and I have used NerdWallet, and I built our own spreadsheet that we review monthly to ensure we're on track with our financial goals. But I recommend exploring different budgeting tools to see which fits you the best. And then, once you've found the one that works for you, start prioritizing it and make reviewing it a habit.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Number 6, money equals success. If getting more money is all that matters, the only success is having the most. This is a road to discontent and feeling like a failure. Equating money with success leads to a narrow and ultimately unsatisfying definition of achievement. We have to have other definitions of success and let money be the byproduct instead of the main thing. True success encompasses various aspects of life, including relationships, personal growth, and fulfillment. Instead of solely focusing on accumulating wealth, consider what success means to you holistically. Define your values, set meaningful goals, and prioritize actions that align with your broader vision of success. Because by pursuing a balanced and purpose-driven life, we can achieve a sense of fulfillment that transcends financial wealth alone. Number 7, keeping up with the Joneses. Can we please make 2024 the year where all of us don't give a shit about the Joneses, please? Because comparison is a virus that distracts us from our own journey. I've seen this play out over and over and over again. It's a road to debt, discontent, and a lifelong job that you hate. The Joneses have their own financial goals, motives, and values. And if we're trying to keep up with the Joneses, where does that leave our financial goals, motives, and values? I'll tell you, non-existent, buried, stuffed under a couch cushion. Listen to any interview with almost anyone over the age of 70, and you know what they mention is their biggest regret? Focusing on material possessions, thinking that they would create some status, when in the end, it didn't mean crap. It didn't bring them true happiness. They chased something for the majority of their life that meant nothing, aside from wasted time, energy, and replacing more meaningful things or experiences. trying to look rich is the fastest way to become poor. Instead, live below your means and invest the rest. Almost everything most people purchase to look rich is a liability, not an asset. Don't worry about the Joneses down the road. You're chasing down someone else's dream at the expense of yours, and you lack contacts. Who knows how much debt they've amassed to look rich? It's a losing battle. Remember, true wealth lies in living authentically and pursuing what truly matters to you, regardless of societal expectations. No one remembers the dude with 6 Rolex watches. No one remembers the chick with 5 Hermes and Chanel bags. People remember those who create an impact on the world. Number 8, money is scarce. If you believe it is, it will surely feel that way. Believing that money is scarce will just create a scarcity mindset that perpetuates feelings of fear, lack, and limitation. We've never been in a time with more abundant opportunities. But in order to see and seize opportunities, we need to shift our mindset to one of abundance. And that happens by adopting a positive outlook and embracing opportunities for growth and prosperity. It happens by cultivating gratitude for the resources we have and actively seeking out ways to expand our financial horizons through things like education, entrepreneurship, and strategic investments. It means taking action, seizing opportunities. And the only way that happens is by putting ourselves in the path of opportunities, not binging Netflix. The spoils go to those who do something. Number 9, emotional spending. This is the person who spends to cope with negative emotions. Had a bad day at work? I deserve a treat. Stressed? Time for some retail therapy. Friend spending? Now I must too. Using retail therapy or impulse purchases to cope with negative emotions only provides temporary relief. The true path this leads us to is overspending, debt, stress, and financial instability. Instead of relying on material possessions to soothe emotional discomfort, we need to develop healthier coping mechanisms, ones that promote self-care and emotional well-being. That could be things like practicing mindfulness, engaging in activities that bring us joy and fulfillment, and seeking support from friends, family, or mental health professionals. Emotional spending is just a Band-Aid, and it's one of those cheap-ass Band-Aids that falls off shortly after applying. When we address the root cause of our emotional spending and develop healthier habits, we can regain control of our finances and improve our overall quality of life. Number 10, I have to take care of my present needs. We naturally prioritize today over tomorrow. If we don't plan for our future, we'll just sabotage our future self. Small sacrifices today can set us up for an abundant future. This looks like balancing immediate gratification with long-term financial planning. This is essential for achieving financial stability and security. And let me make it abundantly clear. It's certainly important to enjoy life in the present moment, but it's also equally crucial to prioritize saving and investing for our future. And this can be accomplished by establishing clear financial goals, creating a budget that accommodates both short-term desires and long-term objectives. And lastly, making intentional decisions about how we allocate our resources. By striking a balance between enjoying the present moment and planning for the future, we can build a solid foundation for lasting financial success. Number 11, I have to take care of my future. On the other end of the spectrum, we should only focus on tomorrow. Giving up all happiness today for happiness in the future is a big mistake, because we never know if that goal will actually make us happy. And we sure as hell shouldn't rely on achieving goals to make us happy in the first place. We have to have balance. It's equally important to live in the present and prioritize our happiness and well-being, which means avoiding sacrificing our current enjoyment and fulfillment solely for the sake of future financial security. Instead, we should strive for a balanced approach, one that allows us to enjoy life now while also investing in our future. And that could look like setting realistic goals, making conscious choices about how you allocate your resources, and regularly reassessing your priorities to ensure that they align with your values and aspirations. The path out is simple, but it's not easy. But without fixing our mindset, it's impossible. So quit self-sabotaging and adopt a better mindset by stopping the negative self-talk, by taking one positive step at a time, by reminding yourself that you're in control, and by acknowledging that money is just a tool. Find harmony between present enjoyment and future planning. You can create a life that is both fulfilling and financially secure. This week's shout-out is by Quentin, who sent me a DM on Facebook. I just want you to know that I love your work and your podcast on Spotify. It's changing my life. Thanks from South Africa. For an opportunity to be next week's shout-out, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows? You just might be the next shout-out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into 11 toxic money beliefs sabotaging your success. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.